right, today we're going to pray for the national and global news sources. So FYI, the top 20 most watched news sources, starting from 20, going to number one, is Voice of America, Sahar TV, DD News, CBC News, ABP News, Wayan, that's an Indian one, IRIBs, RT News, China Global Television Network, I24 News, NDTV 24X, 24 hours of the day, Geo News, Euro News, CNN, Al Jazeera, Al Arabia, Sky News, BBC News, MSNBC, and the top one is Fox News. These are the 20 most watched news channels in the world. So what sources do you rely on to get your news about the state or the nation or the world? Do you use radio, TV, phone apps, Facebook, YouTube channels, print, and or friends and family? With so many choices to choose from, deciding which one will provide a fair and truthful report has become more difficult. So let's start by praying for these sources and asking for more news reporters who will communicate as God requires in Micah 6:8, with justice, mercy, and humility, and asking God to replace those motivated by greed, control, deceit, and evil. Are they the servants of the Lord, or are they the slaves to the devil? Father, we thank you that your word, when you were talking to the people through Micah, they were a rebellious people at the time, and you said, the Lord, what you required of them was to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly, to do what is just and right. So we pray, God, for justice, for righteousness, for people to walk mercifully and humbly as they report, gather the news, as they deliver it and disseminate it, as they figure out what parts to share and what to take out because of timing. We pray, Father, that they will first and foremost consider that what they're sharing has so much weight, so much influence on the world. And God, we know that your word says in Isaiah 40:15, to you, nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. You weigh the islands as though they were fine dust. So even the greatest, largest media, Fox News, that's seen by the most, all the way to the 20th, Voice of America, all of these that are global news sources and many others that we're not even listing here, like, we pray, Father, for them to realize that you are greater than anything that they can concoct. We pray, God, for an increase in good news reported, an increase in truth communicated, facts, not fear-mongering, be relayed, more accurate reporting, information given without bias or opinions, except for the opinion column, and to be fair and just in allowing people on both sides to share. We pray, God, for discernment to know what to listen to and what to shut off and turn off and stop listening to. We ask, God, that you would bring salvation to the owners, the journalists, and the staff of many of these news stations, that they would come to know that you alone are the God of the universe, that you are the one that created them and all that's around them that is good. We pray for an increase in readership to news sources that are serving God and reporting with justice, mercy, and humility. We ask, God, for you to remove those that are attempting to control, manipulate, and deceive. We pray for exposure of those disseminating propaganda that's against your standards. We ask for more articles that would inspire, encourage, and help us understand people in other parts of the nation and in the world. We lift up each of the sections of the news sources and ask, God, that they would write G-rated, that they would be clean, and they wouldn't share things that others shouldn't see. We ask that they would have higher standards and greater morals, and that they would, in the sports section, in the entertainment section especially, in the food section, in the weather, in the business. I noticed that some have changed from weather to climate. We pray, God, that it would be about the weather and that they would be realistic, because, God, you are the one who oversees all climate, all weather. We pray for the business sections to be honest and truthful and helpful and informative, especially with the things that are going on. We pray for the national news, the global news, and the opinion sections, that they would be done with fairness and justice and mercy. We lift up the names of some of the stations, NPR, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, the Epoch Times, Redacted, MSNBC, and all the other ones, Father, that are out there that people are following. We ask, Lord, that they would sincerely use better filters in what they're listening to, and continue to ask the Holy Spirit to rule and reign over their ears, over their minds, to consider when they're listening to this information, whether they should have it before bed, which we know that's not your preference. You'd rather them go to bed with the word on their mind. We pray, Father, that they would be able to turn it off when it's inappropriate and only seek those places that are going to give a more honest and fair broadcast in whatever way that they do that. We, again, Father, thank you for each of them that go out there and pray for their protection. We also pray, God, against the malice and slander and all that goes on in the backbiting. We pray that you give them very strong shoulders and armadillo skin to those comments, the negative comments, the critical comments. And we pray, Father, for your righteousness, your good news to be reported more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.